And now, today's No Sweat News, here to thrill and amaze you about, well, just how stupid people can be.
With U2 tickets on the line, you win on Friday, you go see U2 in Madison Square Garden on Sunday.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yes.
Well, Dateline, your local McDonald's breakfast sales at Mickey D's have been a little bit on the slumping side.
Really?
Probably because they haven't been advertising it here on the rat like Dunkin' Donuts, who's have sales through the roof.
Yeah, either that or their croissants taste like hockey pucks.
Well, maybe. Well, what they have done is they have come up with a plan to save breakfast at McDonald's. They have announced a new product to turn things around, and that would be muffin tops. Does this sound familiar to anybody?
Yes.
Does this ring a bell?
I can't believe somebody pulled the top off this muffin.
That was me. I'm sorry. I don't like the stumps.
Yes.
That was from Seinfeld.
Directly out of Seinfeld. Okay. McDonald's is about to start selling muffin tops.
Not that they need more money, but if Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David aren't suing McDonald's.
I hope they get a hand in
it. As we speak.
Maybe they'll be hired to be the spokespeople for the new muffin tops.
So you just eat the tops?
Oh, yeah. It's the best part. It's crunchy. It's explosive. Mm-hmm. It's where the muffin breaks free of the pan and sort of does its own thing.
Quite frankly, she's right. I mean, the top is the best part of the muffin.
But the weird thing is, in that episode, Elaine had her muffin top stolen by another restaurant. And so she wanted to sue, if I recall correctly. Yeah,
well, I recall this part where she had to.
Are you the ones leaving those muffin pieces behind our shelter?
You've been enjoying them.
They're just stops.
Well, they're perfectly edible.
Oh,
she started donating the stumps to the shelter and.
Yeah. Well, I remember Mr. Lipman. He started a business called Top of the Muffin to You, but he didn't ask her. He stole the idea from Elaine, and now this is actually happening in real life.
It is absolutely happening in real life.
McDonald's is actually stealing Elaine's idea in real life.
You gotta make the whole muffin. Then you pop the top, toss the stump.
There it is. As I recall, she was in on it.
I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. Elaine is outraged that Lipman stole her idea. This is from the actual...
But then why did she explain the whole muff, what you got to do to make it to him? Maybe she got pissed after that moment.
Right here, the plot synopsis says she stole
it. You will be able to find it at McDonald's whether or not she got pissed or not.
No, it's amazing to me that actually our real life is imitating art. That's weird.
Dateline Pornhub for story number two. I'm all about companies doing stuff to make their products better for people with different kinds of abilities. But I have to wonder if deaf people really have been clamoring for closed captioning on porno videos.
What?
Pornhub has just announced that they've added closed captioning to the 1,000 most popular porno videos on their site.
Well, you know, the hard of hearing want to hear the moaning or something.
No. Closed captioning so that the people who can't hear can now read what's going on while watching it.
So they would be reading
Man mounts woman and woman is doing this to man and... But there it is happening on the screen. Closed captioning is available now at Pornhub.
Okay.
By the way, Pornhub already has a feature for blind people. There's blind porno on Pornhub. If you click the right button, you can get descriptive video channels. And there's a voiceover track describing what's happening, and some of it is okay for broadcast.
A white woman in a cheap-looking red power suit sits next to a tall, lanky, white, middle-aged man with brown hair, a white shirt, gray suit, and a red striped tie. We move to an interview where we see a teen girl from the waist up sitting in a bright white room, cut to a side shot inside the cab, and a girl gets in, black hair, lots of makeup, and squeezing a nice, curvy figure into a tight blue dress.
I'm 3 for 3 on these descriptions. I know exactly what they're talking about. So good on Pornhub for thinking about those with other abilities. And Dateline Australia for story number 3. All right. Who drew the giant phallus in the Australian desert that's so big you can see it from outer space?
Well, not me, because I haven't been in Australia, but I love the idea.
A giant penis has been etched onto a dry lake bed in Marcus Hill, Victoria, near Melbourne. It's been snapped by the Google satellites in outer space, and now if you go to this dry lake bed on Google in Marcus Hill, Victoria, you can zoom in and see this giant phallus. It's quite large. By my estimation, it's about three houses in length. And it's the vegetable and the two bits. No way that this is a mistake. Either it's the first of many pranks by local students just out of high school, or perhaps a crop circle S leave behind from adolescent alien life forms who figured out how to hotwire the spaceship to come down to Australia. The unconventional landmark is tagged on Google Maps as Betuta Lake, and it's actually received a number of five-star reviews on Google Maps.
Oh, nice. There you go.
There it is. You just popped the top off.
All right.
So that's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you on Friday for the No Sweat News quiz. That's where we read you four stories. Three of them were on the air. One we made up at about 4:20 this afternoon. You spot the phony, and you get to see... Well, you got a good shot at seeing you, too, on Sunday night at the Garden.